Well, we continue today with our second day of the Chair of Unity octave. And we pray in this whole octave not for that sort of unity that the world wants, that is, that all religions should just, well, coexist, as the bumper stickers say. They should all accept one another's doctrines, never fight, never quarrel, and let everybody be. That's not the sort of unity that the church wants, but rather that all others be converted into the Catholic faith started by our Lord himself, so that there we can all be one body, one faith in the mystical body of Christ. I remember once in seminary having the rector, Bishop Sanborn, at the time I think he was just Father Sanborn, and he would have a debate with a Novus Ordo seminary professor who would come in, or they would meet in different places, and the Novus Ordo seminarians would come, and then we would all go to listen to them debate the faith. And the Novus Ordo teacher said one of the most ridiculous things that I'd ever heard in my life concerning the faith. He said, and they were talking about ecumenism. And ecumenism means sort of, just as we said, getting along and accepting other religions. And he said, well, our Lord accepted ecumenism at the Nativity because he invited the three kings, didn't he? And there they came. In other words, he was saying, well, they never had to convert. He accepted them as the ones who worshiped the stars and all of the rest, and that they never had to convert, but our Lord accepted them as they were at his cradle. One of the most ridiculous things, because as we know from history, they did in fact convert. They then brought the faith back to their own countries. And they are now three of our great saints whose relics we do possess in the Holy Roman Church. But you see how God works. To bring all men into his fold, he treats everyone differently because we're not all molded the same way. To the Jews, when he appeared in the manger there, he used prophecy. The Jews were already well aware of all of the prophecies that had ever been taught, from Micaiah to Isaiah and Jeremiah. All of them taught all these different prophecies of when he would be born and where and what he would be like and so many other circumstances revolving around the coming of the Messiah. They had the faith. They knew the prophecies, and that's all they needed. And so when he was born in Bethlehem, they should have known, this is the Messiah. But for the three magi, he didn't work with prophecies, although they did know of the prophecy of the star that would appear, the great star, but he used signs. Because pagans need signs. They need something visible that points out the way. And so our Lord gave them a star, and it pointed the way all the way from their country and led them to Bethlehem, where they knelt and offered their three gifts for the greatest king of all, our blessed Lord. And that's how he works. And that's how he worked with each one of us to bring us to where we are here today. Think back. What was it that won your conversion to the true faith? Maybe it was that you were raised in it, if you were lucky enough to do that. Or maybe it was some illness or some other thing that just made it all click together and our Lord brought you into his fold. Well, thank God for that. But today, as we pray for the conversion of all other non-Catholics, remember, it's a matter of grace. There's not much that you can do when it's a matter of grace. I mean, you must be an instrument. You should explain the faith, be an example to others, in order to bring them into the faith, be a good example, and live your own faith. But more than anything else, what it boils down to is your prayers and your penances. That's what's going to change the heart of all other men, so that when you do speak to them, those words don't fall on deaf ears, but on a heart that is prepared to accept the graces that Almighty God has willed to give them. Think of that for a while. Offer your rosaries today, and all through this octave, your rosaries, your masses and communions, for the conversion of your relatives, for the conversion of your enemies, for the conversion of all men, even those whom the world wants us to hate. Think the Muslims and the Jews and all of the rest that have so persecuted the Catholic Church over the centuries. Those are the ones that you want to pray for and to win back to God, because our Lord was born for them too, and our Lord shed his blood on the cross just as for them, just as he did for you and me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.